शिवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
श्री शुक उवाच।
श्री शुक उवाच।
वरीयान्
एष
ते
प्रश्न
कृतो
लोकहितं
नृप
आत्मवित्
समता पुंसां
श्रोतव्यादिषु
य परः।
श्रीशुक
उवाच।
वरीयानेष ते प्रश्न
कृतो लोकहितं नृप आत्मवित् समतक् पुंसां
श्रोतव्यादिषु
यक्
परः।
श्रीशुक
उवाच।
वरीयानेष ते प्रश्न
कृतो
लोकहितं नृप आत्मवित् समतक् पुंसां श्रोतव्यादिषु यक्
परा।
श्रीशुक उवाच।
वरीयानेष ते प्रश्न
कृतो लोकहितं नृप आत्मवित् समतक् पुंसां श्रोतव्यादिषु यक्
परः।
श्रीशुक उवाच।
श्री
शुकदेव गोस्वामी सेड,
वरीयान्
ग्लोरियस्
Asia,
all these,
te,
your,
prashnaha,
questions,
kritaha,
made by you,
lokahitam,
beneficial for all men,
nirpa,
O king,
atmavit,
transcendentalist,
samataha,
approved,
Pungsam,
of all men,
Shrotavyadishu,
in the matter of all kinds of hearing,
Yaha,
what is,
Paraha,
the Supreme. Translation, Sri Shukadeva Goswami said, My dear King, your question is glorious because it is very beneficial to all kinds of people. To hear the answer to this question is the prime subject matter of hearing, and it is approved by all transcendentalists.
Varyanesate prasna kito loko hitang nipa atmavit sammata atmavit sammata pungshang suto vyadisu jatparaha. So this Srimad Bhagavatam is a question and answer. The beginning, this Srimad Bhagavatam, first of all, it was directed by Vyasadeva, and it was heard by his son, Sukadeva Goswami. Then, Sukadeva Goswami narrated this Bhagavatam to Parikshit Maharaj at the time of his death. And from Sukadeva Goswami, Suta Goswami heard. This is the parampara. This is the parampara. Krishna says in the fourth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, evang parampara praptam imang rajarsayo vidu. Bhagavad Gita was spoken by Krishna millions of years ago to the sun god. Aham vivashyate proktam. Abhayam. Imam vivasati proktam. Vivashan manavi praha manuikhagavi. This is the parampara. However, this Bhagavat system or Vedic system is not research work. It is not research work. Nowadays, it is a fashion that just like the theosophies, they are searching out God. Since the beginning, they are searching out, and so many leaders came and gone, but they are searching out. And they will go on searching out for life together. But it is not a thing to be searched out. It is not ordinary thing, not material thing. Athapi te deva padambujadayam prasada leshanu grihita evai janati tattam nacharna ekopi chirang vichinna. Chirang vichinna. Forever, millions of years, if you speculate to understand what is God, it is not possible. It is not a subject matter of speculative knowledge. No. It is to be received through the right source, deductive process, not inductive process. Because our senses are limited. We cannot have any perfect idea on account of our senses being limited. We cannot see. So there are so many examples we have talked. This knowledge is not the exact word used in Sanskrit. There are two ways, arohopantha, avarohopantha. Arohopantha means to know something by your dint of knowledge, ascending process. Ascending process. Just like these people are trying to know the moon planet, the Venus planet, or other planets, they are going ascending by aeroplane and to know it. But they are doing it for the last 20 years. They do not know what is the actual position of the moon planet. That is not known. They are coming, going, or whether they have gone, that they know. But from the situation, it is understood they are not going. Maybe some other planet they are going. That is my opinion. Because the description of the moon planet does not tell you. We have got in the Srimad Bhagavatam, this moon planet is one of the heavenly planets. There, very high class of demigods, they live. Or one who is elevated to the moon planet, he is living there for 10,000 of years. What kind of 10,000 of years? In the moon planet, one day equal to our 6 months. Such months, year and 10,000 of years. That is the duration of life in the moon planet. Those who are karmakandiya, perform ritualistic ceremonies very nicely, they are promoted to the moon planet. And there are other planets also. This is Saraloka. There are seven planetary systems upwards and seven planetary system downwards. Now we are living in the Bhūloka, middle. Then above this there is Bhūvaloka, above this there is Saraloka, above this is Janaloka, Mahaloka, Tapaloka, Brahmaloka. So this Araha, you cannot go to the Brahmaloka, although there is Shastra, or you cannot go to the sun planet also, you are seeing every day, and go there, but you have no right. You cannot go. Therefore, this process that I shall go by my strength, I shall know by dint of my own knowledge, research work, these are all rascals. It is not possible. So what to speak of understanding God? You cannot understand even what is in your presence, the material world, and the spiritual is beyond the sky. Parastasmātu bhāva anna. There is another sky. You have no estimation of this sky. Not only this sky, even in the material world, this is one universe. What sky we see, that is of one universe. But there are innumerable universes. That is material world. And beyond that, there is spiritual sky. Then the spiritual world begins. There are also planets, Vaikuntha planets. And above these Vaikuntha planets, there is Krishna Loka. That is Krishna's abode. Chintamani, Prakara, Sadmasu, Kalpa, Vritkala, Ka, Vritishu. So, you cannot understand Krishna or God or His abode by the speculative ascending process. That is not possible. You have to inquire from. Therefore, Parikshit Maharaj inquired from Sukadeva Goswami, what is my duty? Now I am going to die. He was cursed by a Brahmin boy to die within 7 days. Parikshit Maharaj was quite competent to counteract the curse of the Brahmin boy, but he decided that I shall die, because he thought that I offended the boy's father by encircling a dead snake on the neck of the rishi. So his son became angry that you have insulted my father, you die with this snake. So he accepted. So this, on the death point, he immediately left his kingdom, family, and everything, and went down to the river, bank of the river Ganges. And many, because he was king, so many big men, even demigods, great saintly persons, they came to see Maharaj Parikshit at his last stage of life, 7 days. And so he asked, what is my duty? So he was a devotee, Parikshit Maharaj. From his childhood, he was a devotee of Krishna. So he inquired, what is my duty to know about Krishna? And that is being welcomed by Sukadeva Goswami, that to inquire about Krishna, this question is very much welcome. Bharyane sati Krishna. Krishna means question. You have asked a question about Krishna. It is very, very good. Why? Kito loka hitang nipa. It is good for the all human society. Because you have inquired about Krishna. You have inquired about Krishna and I will have to reply. People will hear, it will be recorded, and people will be benefited. Loko hitam. In another place, that Sutta Goswami said, when the rishis inquired, now here it is being inquired by King Parikshit, being answered by Sukadeva Goswami. In another place, the rishis, great saintly person, they also inquired, and Sutta Goswami replied. So, this kind of question and answer is ātmabhīt sammataḥ. Ātmabhīt. Ātmabhīt means one who knows, self-realized. Ātmabhīt means self-realized. Not these rascals, one who does not know what is self, what I am. He is an animal, one who does not know what he is. If I do not inquire what I am this body, or I am something extra than this body. If this inquiry is not there, he is not human being, he is animal. Animal cannot inquire, cats and dogs cannot inquire what I am. He is suffering, everyone is suffering who has got this material body. That is the condition. If you have got material body, you must suffer. It is not the question of European, American or white, black. There is no such question. If you are animal or man, as soon as you have got this material body, you must suffer. This is condition. This is material condition. Therefore, our Krishna consciousness movement is not meant for, mitigating the so-called sufferings of the body. When there is body, there must be suffering. So we should not be very much disturbed by the sufferings of the body, because you will have to suffer, even though you make very nice arrangement. Just as in comparison to Europe and America, in European cities, we see so many nice arrangements, living condition, big, big house, big, big road, nice cars. In comparison to India, if some Indian comes from Indian village, he will see it is him. So nice house, so nice building, so nice motor cars. But do you think you are not suffering? He may think, the rascal may think that here is heaven. But those who are residing in this heaven, they know what kind of heaven it is. So suffering must be there. Suffering must be there. As soon as you get this material body, why suffering? We are enjoying. So what you are enjoying? Is there any guarantee that you will enjoy? You have got nice building, nice road, nice car, that's all right. You are enjoying, you are thinking enjoying. But is there any guarantee that you will enjoy? Any moment you will be finished. Any moment. So there is no guarantee. That is not enjoyment. Real enjoyment is permanent enjoyment. Just like we construct some house, making the, what is called?
Foundation.
Foundation very strong. In your country, they make very strong foundation. But what is your foundation, sir? Is it very strong? You can be taken away at any moment. So before making the foundation strong, why don't you make your foundation strong that you shall be able to live here permanently? But that intelligence they haven't got. They will waste time making the house foundation very strong, not for himself. His foundation tilting at any moment. any second. This is called Jashyatma Buddhi Kunapiti Dhatu Saiva Gokhara. So with this kind of intelligence, they are called animals. The animal does not know. The dog does not know. The dog will live for 6 years or 10 years. But he is very proud. I have got a very nice master. Go, go. You see? So, this kind of intelligence is no good. Therefore, it is said here, Atma Vitsammata. This kind of question approved by persons who are self-realized. Atmavit, one who knows what he is. Sammata. Sammata means approved. Atmavit sammata. Pungshang, Srutubhyadisu jatparaha. Jatparaha. Para means superior. We are accustomed to hear so many things, radio and dictaphone and so many things. We are hankering after hearing tape record or this gramophone album and news from in the newspaper. We are always anxious, very anxious. Big news, New York country especially. Millions of papers, newspapers, such big, just to hear what is going on in the world. But after seeing one or two pages, you throw it out. Because you are hackneyed, you know that there is political strife, there was fire, there was bhagradi, there was this, there was this. The same story. Charmita charmanana, chewing the chew. No pleasure. We have seen in your country, nowadays in all countries, so many nice magazines. But they see one or two pages and they throw it. Because there is no pleasure. Although I have got hankering to hear so many things, but this kind of hearing will not give me pleasure. Therefore here it is said, Srutubhyadisu japparaha. It is not ordinary hearing. This Krishna prasna, question about Krishna and answer about Krishna, this is not ordinary question and answer. It is atma-vissammata. Those who are self-realized, they will understand, they will approve of it, because it is transcendent. So to bad is yatpara. So one can say that there are many subject matter for hearing. It may be one of them. No. Sukadeva Goswami says, no, it is para, transcendental, the most superior kind of question and answer hearing. So one may think there are different types of subject matter for hearing. It may be one of them. Therefore, in the next verse, Sukadeva Goswami says, Srutubhyadini Rajendra Ninang Santi Sahasasa. My dear king, Rajendra. Rajendra means the best of the kings. He is Sukadeva Goswami, yes. Parikrit Maharaj, the best of the kings. He has selected, he is preparing. He does not think that I am now king and I will die, I shall again become king. He does not think like that foolishly. He knows that I may be king in this life and the next life I may be dog. Because his atma-vit, he knows atma, the soul, that is under the control of nature. You cannot say that this time I am very nice, good-looking French boy and girl, the next life I shall become also the same. Some poet in India, he sang, Ei desete janma amar, ei desete mori. I have taken birth in this country, Everyone has got love for his country. That is modern civilization. Now, the Napoleon in your country loved his country so much. Now, where he is, you do not know. You have simply a stone photograph, statue. You are thinking that Napoleon, I am worshipping. You do not worship actually. Worship is here. If you worship, you must keep Napoleon in this way. But no, you keep on this state for passing stool by the crows. That is not worship. That is insult. Suppose if you think this statue belongs to Napoleon and you have exposed this statue for passing stool by the crows, is that very good worship? If I ask you, please stand on the street and the crows will pass stool on your head. This is intelligence. This is modern civilization. They have no even common sense intelligence. If you are worshipping Napoleon, why don't you keep that? We are worshipping Krishna. We are keeping in a nice place. That they will say, they idol worship. These rascals will say, these foolish people are worshipping an idol. And they are worshipping Napoleon very nice. Just see their intelligence. So therefore, because they do not know, because they are not atmavit, therefore their opinion has no value. No value. You don't care for their opinions. Here it is atmavit sammata. One should be taken. Approval should be from persons who is self-realized. There, his opinion has value. Otherwise, a rascal says, in my opinion, what is the opinion of your wealth? We don't take such opinion. We take the opinion of Krishna and Krishna's devotee. One who is pure devotee of Krishna or Krishna, directly or his representative, we take their opinion. That is called ātavi sammato. So one may think these question and answers maybe, as we do ordinarily, it may be like that. Now, Sukadeva Goswami says, Sutubhadini Rajendra, my dear king, Sutubhadini, the subject matter for hearing, Nirang Santi Sahasrasa, of this ordinary common man, there are many thousands of questions and answers. There is life. Any businessman, as soon as he will go to the association of business, they are the only the hearing. What is the rate of this commodity? And another man says, this is the price. So if it is favorable, purchase. So this is going on. But this is not that kind of question and answer. What is the price of this commodity and that commodity? No. Therefore, it is said, Sutubhyadini Rajanta. Neither it is radio message or football club or so many things. No. It is meant for the common class of men. Sutubhyadini Rajendra Ninang. Ninang means common people. Sutubhyadini Rajendra Ninang Santi Sasu. That kind of questions and answers are many, many thousands. Why they have got so many thousands and you have got only one question, one answer about Krishna? That is answered in the next line, that apasadamātmatattam griheshu grihamedina. General people in general, they are griheshu, at home. But they are grihamedhi. There are two words, grihamedhi and grihastha in Vedic language. Grihastha means those who are a householder living for convenience, wife, children, because everyone cannot, especially in this age, especially in your country, tuk-tuk sannyas is a very difficult job. It should not be given, neither should be taken. Actually, in this age, sannyas is forbidden. But if one is very strong, he can accept sannyas. So, better to remain a grihastha and cultivate Krishna consciousness. That is better. Don't accept whimsically sannyas and then do all nonsense, no. So, it is better to remain grihastha. But not grihamedhi. Grihamedhi means that he does not know anything else than to support the wife and children and live very comfortably, well-dressed. That is called grihamedhi. His center is only that apartment. He does not know anything more than that apartment. That is called grihamedhi. And grihastha means that he knows many things. Krishna, beyond this apartment, he is called Guru in this way and that. They have got thousands of question and answer. But one who is grihastha, his question and answer is one, Krishna. That is the only subject matter. Just like in our Krishna consciousness movement, we don't talk of anything. We simply talk of Krishna. And if you talk of Krishna at least for 100 years in the present position, still our stock will not be finished. We have got so many books. If for 100 years, whatever stock we have already got, if we read for 100 years continually and try to understand one word of Srimad Bhagavatam, then it will take 100 years. That one word, janmadasyajataha, if you try to understand, you can understand it for 100 years. So it is so nice, Srimad Bhagavatam. Go on reading, every day you'll find both Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. Every day, the more you become realized, atmavit, you see new meaning, new light. Srimad Bhagavatam is so nice. Simply, if you read Srimad Bhagavatam, Vidya Bhagavatam, one is learned. What is the limit of learning? The limit learning is when you understand Srimad Bhagavatam. That is the limit. Finish. There is no knowledge required anymore. Therefore, it is called Sutubhyadisu Japara, the ultimate first class. But the apasatam atmatattam grihishu griyamedina. Griyamedhi, they do not know that there is soul and the soul is permanent and we are hankering after happiness. For whose happiness? It is soul's happiness. It is Krishna's happiness. We try to protect this body. We are very much fond of this body. Why? Because the soul is there. Everyone knows it. As soon as this body, there is no soul, it is kicked out. Throw it away in the street. Nobody cares for it. Suppose a beautiful man and beautiful girl, dead body is lying on this, who cares for it? But as soon as the soul is there, oh, such a nice, beautiful boy. The soul is important. So actually we do not love this body because the same beautiful body is there. Why do not care? Because soul is not. Therefore, I love the soul. This is the fact. This is called Atma, Atma Tattavi. And why I love soul? Because I love Krishna. Soul is part and parcel of Krishna. So, why I am so much fond of soul? Because it is part and parcel of Krishna. Therefore, ultimately, I love Krishna. This is the conclusion. And if I do not love Krishna, that is my abnormal stage. And the normal stage is I love Krishna. Therefore, we are trying to awaken Krishna consciousness. As soon as one is fixed up in Krishna consciousness and begins to love Krishna, then he doesn't want to love anything more. Samin Krithatu. Now I am fully satisfied. So, otherwise, We will have many questions, many answers, so long we are not self-realized and our time will be spoiled. So, this Krishna Prasna, inquiry about Krishna, that should continually go. And all the answers we will find in the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. And simply by questions and answers, your life will be successful. Thank you very much.
Thank you.